When I was little, I never liked fairy tale princesses. I was always the bookworm girl who detested pink and couldn't fathom why somebody wanted to be like Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. Why bother? They did nothing but fall asleep. When I was 7, I dressed up as Princess Leia for Halloween. There was a princess I wanted to be. She was smart, witty, and brave. She didn't sing to bluebirds and befriend the animals. She didn't need to be rescued by a prince. In fact, she rescued her man.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
I couldn't articulate this when I was 7, of course. All I knew was I felt disgust for the girls who preferred poofy dresses and silly crowns to a princess who could also be a heroine. They didn't do anything for themselves, these princesses. They just looked pretty. One day, in my 7th grade German class, the eccentric teacher, by the name of Herr Fillion, pulled out a thick copy of Grimm's Fairy Tales. I groaned to myself. I liked German so far, so why did Herr Fillion have to spoil things with those stories? The first story he picked was called The Juniper Tree. I was unimpressed with how the story started. It was your very typical lonely couple wishing for a child. "Ah," said the woman, sighing deeply, "if only I could have a child as red as blood and as white as snow." I knew this already. This was Snow White. I was not excited at all. The story progressed as expected, except instead of giving birth to a girl, the woman gave birth to a little boy and died in the process. The father remarried after a time and took for his wife a woman who already had a daughter. Of course, the stepmother hated the little boy. I had always learned that when stepmothers hated their stepchildren, what they would do was make them do housework. But the juniper tree went a little differently. This particular family kept apples in a chest with a great heavy lid and a strong iron lock. When she saw the little boy coming, the stepmother came upon an evil idea. She said to him in a kind tone, "My son, will you have an apple?" "Mother," said the boy, "how terrible you look. Yes, give me an apple." Then she spoke as kindly as before, holding up the cover of the chest. "Come here and take one out for yourself." And as the boy was stooping over the chest, crash went the lid down so that his head flew off among the red apples. The stepmother, panicking, cooked the little boy into a stew and fed him to the father, and the father ate it unwittingly. The daughter, however, knew exactly what was going on, and wept, and gathered his bones, and buried them beneath the juniper tree. And when she did, a beautiful bird burst out of the trunk and began to sing. "It was my mother who murdered me. It was my father who ate of me. It was my sister Marjorie who all my bones in pieces found. Then in a handkerchief she bound and laid them under the juniper tree. Kiwit, 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 I cry. Oh, what a beautiful bird am I." And through this song he enchants the people of the village. And they give him gifts, a gold chain for his father, red shoes for his sister, and for his stepmother, a millstone, which the bird drops upon the stepmother's head. And she dies a horrible death, consumed by the flames of hell, and the boy comes back. When I heard that in my German class in 7th grade, my jaw dropped. This was a fairy tale? How was this fairy tale? I went through and I read the other fairy tales. How had I missed this? This was fascinating and exciting. This wasn't about girls who fell asleep and waited for boys to kiss them to wake them up. I still don't like fairy tale princesses, but only a small group of them. I don't like the cleaned up proper princesses of early Disney movies. I love the princesses who break rules and make mistakes. Every story is a fairy tale. I see that now, and the gritty princesses like Leia of Star Wars have far more in common with Grimm's than they do with Disney. You can keep your pretty dresses and shiny jewelry. Give me an adventure any day. Kiwit, 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 I cry. Oh, what a bold and daring princess am I.